I can't pick up the phone right now. I just had this real panic situation here at home. You see, one of my blankets caught on fire, so I had to quickly smother it with a person.
Brian W. Feedback, if you're home, pick up the phone. We are on live with Mr. Decrepit. Say something, Decrepit.
Decrepo.
Decrepit, Decrepo, you're still rotting away, buddy.
It's all those cigarettes. Brian Feedback never returns his calls.
Well, he's going to pick up the line because we got to chat with him. Come on, Brian. Now, I need this interview for tonight, or else... Brian? Is that Brian?
It ain't me.
Hello?
Is that you?
It certainly isn't. Hello? Brian?
Hello?
Is this Brian?
Hello?
Who the hell's this? Oh, my God. Is that Dennis? That's got to be you.
Nah, he's smoking, apparently.
Oh, quick, call an ambulance.
What is he smoking?
What the hell's...
Hello?
Brian! Is this Brian W.?
Hello?
Oh, Brian. You know, this is really... You know, I thought you were going to call me, but we had to call you, and we got your stupid recording, and now we're on here, and we wanted we wanted to chat.
I'm not home right now.
Huh?
I swear to God.
Leave a message at the door, I'll try to return your call. Thanks for calling.
God, we're not even on an 800.
The answering machine has a cold. Brian, how are you?
Hiya, Paul.
Gee, Brian, you don't sound too good these days. Is it overworked?
Sorry. How's it going?
Brian, what are you smoking?
Brian, you know, I just wanted to point something out. I think it's really interesting that you've been running your tape for... It's now your seventh anniversary, isn't it?
And it's seven long and happy years,
and
Paul.
Out of those seven long and happy years, 10 to 12 happy long tapes. Boy, you know, you're doing a great job.
I know I'm doing a great job, Paul.
Can you tell us the secret of your success and longevity?
My secret of success and longevity?
Yeah.
Wheat germ.
Don't you have anything to wish us over here?
What are you celebrating?
Let me see what it is this week. We always got, this week
you
is
always
our...
You seem to be celebrating, let's see, it's my 105th tape.
No,
let's have an anniversary.
Just a minute, it's our 75th tape, right?
Oh,
Happy herpes.
Okay.
Personally, I remember myself, I was downtown somewhere on a dark and lonely street, and I'd bring a tape recorder.
Santa Monica Boulevard?
The people. Santa Monica, you name it, I was there. I'm not proud. I would just walk up to people on the street and beg them to listen to my recordings, and that's where it all began. And before that, it all started in the little 5,000-watt radio station in Fresno, California.
Anyway, this is just oodles of fun, but we gotta go.
Can I give the legal ID before you leave?
Oh, please do.
This is 761-3330 North Hollywood.
I was just going to get off and talk normal and not even do the recording.
Why don't you just get off? I'd take good money to see that, Paul.
Will you shut up? I was speaking about Bernay. He said the only reason...
That colossal, shiny, bald head, what's he up to now?
He said the only way he'll let Dennis come down and do the tape with us is if he quit smoking for 1 week in advance. And he said, but I know he wouldn't do it.
That jolly old crumb dumb. He's always a barrel of laughs.
Okay. Dolly Parton wants to have your baby, Brian.
Twizzle, twazzle, twazzle, swole. Time to eat what? To go home.
Well, folks, this is called nonsense, so we're going to get in with more of it right after this.
All right, I've heard enough. Just let me hang up my phone. I think you should give your callers a break. I'll tell you what. End the show now, and I'll let you make another 25 takes. Just one thing. You better have some better guests next time and put me first on the list. I mean... Who wants to listen to Brian Feedback when your callers don't even know who he is? He hasn't made a tape since Z started. Anyhow, I'm going to hang up now and assume you will end your tape immediately hereafter.